This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Eric Winstone, the Principal and Vice President and Real Estate Practice Group Leader at CMR Risk and Insurance Services, a San Diego-based risk management and insurance brokerage. Mr. Winstone, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So tell us, when it comes to insurance and specifically insurance for real estate owners, there seems to be a continuous spike in the premium rates along with changes in coverage. Why is that? Get into some of those details to lead things off today.
Yeah, no problem. So probably about 18, 24 months ago, we kind of entered into what we call a hard market, which unfortunately over those same last 18 to 24 months has just continued to harden for the various real estate owners and their insurance, which has led to this premium spiking and coverage changes.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback there. And also tell us, what is a hard market and what does that mean to insurance buyers in your space?
Yeah, no, good question, obviously. In general terms, a hard market is really just an uptick in the premium rates with various changes in your terms, so that being your retentions, warranties, things of that nature. But third to that, and very important, is really the underwriting protocols that are put into place. They're far, far stricter. So I've told clients in some cases, you know, maybe 3-4 years ago, we were underwriting from about a 20,000 foot mark. Now we're underwriting from about a 20 foot mark. So the detail that they're seeking, the information that they want on these specific properties, is very detailed and obviously has an effect on the various underwriting processes, premiums, coverages, terms, retention, so on and so forth.
Once again, in regards to hard market, what is the driving force as you see it behind this hard market?
Yeah, I think it all started back in 2017 and kind of went right into 2018, where we saw massive property losses. 2017 was actually the largest recorded on record when it came to what we call catastrophe losses. So we saw those major storms come through. We saw those wildfires, and those have all had just a major impact. And unfortunately, with the storms, they continue to roll in. And so where we used to have one or two major storms every 4 or 5 years, we're now seeing a major storm pretty much every year. And, you know, coincidentally, we're talking here today as Ida is wreaking havoc on the Gulf Coast right now. So those have had just major effects on that. On the liability side of things, that being the general liability, we've really seen some record-setting verdicts for the past couple of years, that being your slip, trip, and falls, things of that nature that, you know, in typical years we didn't see. So that in itself has also had a major impact on the liability side, excess liability limits as well.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense and very helpful information. Where do you specifically see capacity shrinking?
The capacity in property has shrunk greatly. Definitely those that I keep referring to as catastrophe exposed, that's being your Gulf Coast, wind exposed, but also hail. So, I mean, all the way up what we call the hail belt, that going up through Colorado all the way up to Montana, you're seeing the property capacity really shrink up after these insurance carriers take on some massive property losses, especially London. London took on major hits back in that 2017-2018 period. That has really shrunk up tight from that standpoint too. And then again, diverting back over to the liability side, excess limits, or what we call umbrella or excess liability limits, that too has really shrunk because they've got hit over the last few years more than they ever have before. So they just don't have the ability to put up what we once saw being $25, $50 million in limits. You know, that's shrunk way, way down while seeing a significant spike in the premium rates. Now, just to point out too, I would say there's a spectrum between real estate, obviously, and I'd say on the left side where they're getting the biggest hit, that would be your habitational or apartments, and then on the far right side that's not getting hit as hard but is still feeling the effects, that would be your commercial HPR or highly protected risk. So those fire-resistive buildings, fully sprinklered, things like that, they're not taking the hit like we're seeing on the habitational side of things.
Now, Eric, in regards to risk factors, is the insurance community stepping up to address these many risk factors, or do you see a reliance on the insureds?
You know, I haven't really seen a real push from the insurance carriers on risk mitigation. They definitely go out and they do their risk control surveys. they come back, they certainly know what they don't like, and they're certainly open to tell insureds what they don't like and what they feel that they need to do. But given the amount of data that these insurance carriers have and the insurance industry has as a whole, I would personally like to see a little bit more role from them when it comes to preventative measures and risk mitigation. I think right now the broker community, myself included, we're kind of picking up the slack, or hopefully picking up the slack in coordination with our insureds to constantly be talking about, okay, how can we make the risk better? How can we, you know, prevent the risk, the loss from happening, so that we are that much more attractive? Because right now in this hard market, as I alluded to, the name of the game is obviously presenting yourself as an attractive risk in hopes that multiple carriers are interested and then can compete and thus depress the rate down as far as possible.
Really great to have had you on. Some really helpful information so far. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donald Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're speaking with Eric Winstone, Principal Vice President and Real Estate Practice Group Leader at CMR Risk and Insurance Services, a San Diego-based risk management and insurance brokerage. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Winstone, how is the broker community assisting their real estate clients throughout the country navigate this otherwise difficult landscape?
So with the hard market, I mean, like we said, the capacity, the appetite is changing. So really for brokers, it's making sure that you're reviewing all options. So for so many years, we had what we call master insurance programs. So we could take any set of real estate, that from apartments to commercial to that located in California, mixed with those located in the Gulf Coast, Florida, East Coast, and kind of put together a master program covering everything. And after 2017 and moving on to 18, 19, 20, we just really saw that capacity shrink. We saw those appetites really tighten up. And so I think it's really imperative that the broker community continue to be creative and really look at everything differently than they would have maybe a few years ago, taking into consideration different markets may have an appetite for one segment of the real estate that you're looking at, and another carrier another appetite for another segment, and so on and so forth, and kind of looking at this as a big puzzle and potentially putting it all together and making sure that you're, for the benefit of your client, you're looking at all the sum of the parts. And maybe that is still the master program, that one policy that can take it all on, but maybe it's not. And maybe it's two, three, or four different insurance carriers that collectively together are going to bring the most value to the insured, not only in the way of premium rates, but deductibles, retentions, coverages, warranties, conditions, and all those things that are also very critical to the coverage. So I think that's really what the broker community needs to do and needs to be looking at, is just really that creativity.
Yeah, good step there. Thanks for that. Now, do you see a pushback to this changing landscape?
Yeah, I do. I mean, not in all cases, but I certainly am seeing some pushback on some of the much larger programs. I alluded to that master program philosophy and structure, and I think some of those larger programs are still fighting the trends that we're seeing that I previously alluded to. So I think in time, those will see the light, if you will, and have to really consider alternative financing and structures within the insurance program for their clients, because ultimately there's a lot of information out there, as you know. I mean, you're part of it, which is great. And so I think the more and more insureds are learning, they're going to know, hey, maybe there's better options out there, maybe there's a better structure out there, and we need to be reviewing that. So there's a little bit of pushback on some of those programs, but I think for the most part, more brokers are coming savvy to the fact that they need to reconsider the traditional thought process.
Lastly, Eric, what does the future hold as you see it, and do you see anything that makes you feel this hard market is near its end?
Yeah, so that's the golden question, no doubt about it. I get that question almost daily, I feel like, from my insured. So it's really hard to say right now. 6 months ago, I was hoping we'd see a light at the end of the tunnel. It's not there. So we're still, I think, navigating through this, unfortunately. But With that said, we do continue to hear rumblings and rumors that there's new programs, there's new markets that are potentially looking to step up and come in, which would bring much, much needed capacity to the real estate industry on that wide spectrum that I alluded to, from your apartments, your habitational, all the way over to your highly protected commercial risk. So, you know, if they're able to come in, I think they're not going to have some of the issues that some of these legacy insurance carriers and programs have, and that's losses. You know, their underwriting profits are still dealing with losses going back to those bad years. You know, in liability cases, those linger on for years. And so we're hopeful that we can see some new programs, some new capacity kind of enter the market, which I think then will give them the ability to be a little bit more competitive, or in some cases a lot more competitive than the legacy carriers right now, which will really push those rates down, expand those coverages, and really create that competition that we're looking for to really, as a whole, start to pull the market back down to reality, or what we consider reality, and really help out our insureds, because there's no doubt in some cases it's a struggle with these premium spikes that they're seeing.
Mr. Winstone, really appreciate your visit with us here today. Quite informative, and really do appreciate what you do in this space. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get more information on your firm there at CMR Risk and Insurance Services there in San Diego, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, they can visit our website, which is www.cmris.com. There's no K at the end, as we're often asked, so the RIS just stands for Risk and Insurance Services. So again, that was CMRRIS.com.
And of course, that certainly works, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Mr. Winstone, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You got it. Thanks, Eric. Have a good day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Eric Winstone, the Principal Vice President and Real Estate Practice Group Leader at CMR Risk and Insurance Services, a San Diego-based risk management and insurance brokerage. And for all the details, simply visit CMRRIS.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com.